Secret number 12. There is no time but now. There have been moments when my whole life made sense. Few people, I imagine, haven't felt that kind of moment, but I've never met a single person who could hold on to it. But people desperately want to, and often this hunger motivates their spiritual life. In the Buddhist tradition, there are a wealth of exercises devoted to mindfulness, a state of awareness in which you can be conscious of perfect moments. Let's hope they all become perfect. But to be aware, you must first catch yourself being unaware, which is difficult after all. Being unaware can be defined as not knowing that you aren't aware. I had a hard time with this slipperiness until someone told me it's like being happy. When you're happy, you're just happy. You don't have to think about it. But then a moment comes when you say out loud, "I really feel happy right now," and it starts to disappear. In fact, you can break the spell simply by thinking the words, "I'm happy right now," to yourself. That one example explained to me what it means to be mindful. You catch the present moment without words or thought. Few things are easier to describe and harder to do. The crux of the matter is time. Most of us take for granted that time flies, meaning that it passes too quickly. But in the mindful state, time doesn't really pass at all. There is only a single instant of time that keeps renewing itself over and over with infinite variety. Books are written extolling the virtues of living in the present moment. There is good reason for this, because the mind's burdens come from the past. What people call the now is actually the disappearance of time as a psychological obstacle. When the obstacle is removed, you are no longer burdened by the past or the future. You found the mindful state and happiness too. What makes time a psychological burden is ourselves. We have convinced ourselves that experiences are built up over time. Time is meant to be the vehicle for evolution, but if you misuse time, it becomes a source of fear and anxiety. Some ways we can misuse time are being anxious about the future, reliving the past, regretting old mistakes, anticipating tomorrow, racing against the clock, brooding over impermanence, resisting change. The misuse of time is only a symptom for misplaced attention. You can't have a relationship with someone you don't pay attention to, and in your relationship to the universe, attention is paid here and now or not at all. In fact, there is no universe except the one you perceive right now. So to relate to the universe, you must focus on what lies in front of you. If you take this to heart, your attention will shift. Right now, every situation you're in is a mixture of past, present, and future. Imagine yourself applying for a job. As you offer yourself to the scrutiny of a stranger, you aren't actually in the now. Will I get this job? How do I look? Were my recommendations good enough? It seems as if you can't help tumbling in the mix of past, present, and future. But the now can't be a mixture of old and new. You're in the now when time ceases to exist. Perhaps the best way to gain such an experience is to realize that the word present is linked to the word presence. When the present moment becomes filled with a presence that is all-absorbing, completely at peace, and totally satisfying, you are in the now. If we take away the vocabulary of sweetness and bliss, the quality that is missing in most people's lives, the biggest thing that keeps them from being present is sobriety. You have to be sober before you can be ecstatic. This isn't a paradox. What you're hunting for, call it presence, the now, or ecstasy, is totally out of reach. You cannot hunt it down or persuade it to come to you. Your personal charms are useless here, and so are your thoughts and insights. Sobriety begins by realizing that you have to throw away almost every strategy that you've been using to get what you want. If that's at all intriguing, then carry out your sober intent to release those futile strategies by changing your reality to accommodate the 12th secret. The 12th secret is about how to use time. The best use of time is to reconnect to your being. There is always enough time to evolve because you and the universe are unfolding together. How can you prove that to yourself? One way is through a Sanskrit practice called sankalpa. Any intention or thought that you put your will behind is a sankalpa. Included in the term is the whole idea of means. Having made a wish or had a thought you want to come true, how do you actually get results? The answer depends a great deal on your relationship to time. The root word kalpa means time. If timelessness is part of your being, the wish will come true spontaneously without delay. You have the power to play with time as you would any other part of your world. If timelessness has a tentative relationship to your being, some wishes will come true spontaneously, others won't. There will be delays and an uneasy sense that you might not get what you want. Your ability to play with time is shaky but developing. If timelessness has no relationship to your being, it will take work and determination to get what you want. You have no power over time. Instead of playing with it, you are subject to its inexorable march. From these three broad categories, one can project three different belief systems. Consider which one best applies to you. 1. I am pressed for time. There aren't enough hours in the day to accomplish everything I want. Other people make a lot of demands on my time, and it's all I can do to keep everything in balance. What I've gotten in life, I've earned through hard work and determination. As far as I know, this is the road to success. 2. I consider myself pretty lucky. I've gotten to do a lot of things I've always wanted to do. Although my life is busy, I find a way to make enough time for myself. Every once in a while, things just fall into place on their own. Deep down, I expect my wishes to come true, but I'm okay if they don't. 3. I believe that the universe brings you whatever you need. Certainly, that's true in my life. I'm amazed to find that my every thought brings some response. If I don't get what I want, I realize that something inside me is blocking it. I spend time working on my inner awareness far more than struggling with outside forces. These are just snapshots of sankalp, but most people fall into one of these categories. They represent, again in a very general way, three stages of personal evolution. It's useful to know that they exist, for many people would find it hard to believe that there is any other reality other than the first one, in which hard work and determination are the only keys to getting what you want. Once you gain even a hint that wishes can come true without so much struggle, you can resolve to move to a new stage of growth. Growth is accomplished by awareness, yet you can resolve today to change your relationship to time. I will let time unfold for me. I will keep in mind that there's always enough time. I will follow my own rhythm. I will not misuse time by procrastination and delay. I will not fear what time brings in the future. I will not regret what time brought in the past. I will stop racing against the clock. Try and adopt just one of these resolves today and see how it changes your reality.